Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gang! Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Alrighty. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
It's Sam. I'm here with Bearman. And Kathy.
I'm
sorry, that was horrible.
Poop on a plate, guys.
That's really actually... Sam's voice was sort of a really good impression of Cardi B. She's amazing. Her new album is amazing. And her voices, she does like cartoony voices.
She's nuts. I love
We're still waiting for her to call. We'd love for you to be a fourth on the podcast, sister. You just
Can you imagine?
Return my calls or open the door anytime I knock on your window. Either one.
On her new album, she rhymed Cardi B with cardio.
There you go.
That works for me. Again, we are an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Sam, and I'm here with Bethany.
Hey, hey.
And Kathleen.
Bonjour.
And this is the place for people who seem to get along better with animals than humans.
Oh my God, people are the friggin' worst.
BRB, I have to go open my pet cam app.
Oh yeah. That thing. Your cat's getting smarter than that app, by the way. Cannoli started scratching the screen the other day because she knows that's where the treats come from.
Yeah, so there's this wonderful thing called PetCube. Bethany has one, too. And it shoots treats at our pets when we're not home so we can watch them.
In a nice way, not in a violent way.
Well, I don't have that one. I have, like, the smaller one because I don't know why I didn't get the nice one. But you have the nice one that, like, flings treats.
Yes. So now she thinks it's the treat machine. Like, yeah. A kid would go up to a gumball machine and put a quarter in. She stands in front of it, and she just expects treats to come out.
Like, you open the camera, and usually when you open the camera, there's no one. There's no cat there, and you call her, and she comes out. But you open the camera, and she's like... She's pawing the screen. Treats?
Are you treats?
Mine.
The tuna treats?
Mine.
Hungry?
Okay, so the topic of this conversation is listener driven, right, Bethany?
Yeah, we have a lot of you who need advice, and we are not qualified to give it, but
so
we're going to do it anyway.
Not at all.
This email is, we'll just call her Jess.
Okay.
And she emails us, and this is like from March 10th, so she may have already figured this problem out, but just so you know, we are not qualified to give advice. This is not a doctor thing.
I did read Judy Blume growing up.
So good.
I have access to WebMD, so
perfect.
I think I'm qualified.
Okay. She says, hello, loves. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Sup, girl.
Okay.
Sorry.
I need...
Bethany just eyed me.
I just gave Sam a stern look.
Go, girl.
You will say hello to Jess. I'm in need of some advice. A few months ago, I moved into my dream home. We spent over a year building it.
Wow.
It is perfect.
I'm jealous.
I love this.
Here's the catch. The neighbors. That's the neighbors on the other side of the development. It was a pre-existing home. People are renting it. Every single Saturday, one of the guys, she says that every period, single period, Saturday period.
I like how she talks.
Yeah, me too. One of the guys cleans their truck with the music blaring. I can hear it in my house with the windows shut. We're trying to get our patio put together so we can spend more time outside and relax and whatnot. So today, Saturday, I decided to talk to the neighbor. And mind you, I hate confrontation. She's one of us. But I figured this was the best way to approach this. I thought maybe he didn't realize how loud it was since he's used to not having neighbors. I asked him very politely if there was any way he could turn the music down a bit. He got very upset. He said, for what reason? And I said, I can just hear it inside and it's a bit loud. And he responded with, well, I hear your dogs barking all the time, so you can hear this.
Oh, shoot.
And I politely said, okay, I'm sorry for that. We're working on it. I just thought I would ask, and walked away. Then he turned the music up and honked the horn as if trying to provoke my dogs. She said, okay, yes, I have 3 dogs. They bark when that man comes up to the fence, all in capital letters. She said, also, there are many other dogs in the neighborhood that bark too. How does he know it's my dogs? How in the world am I supposed to be neighborly?
Wow.
I love this topic because it's not just about neighbors. It's about how do you confront someone who is being
unreliable
or unreasonable.
At
Thank
all.
You. Yeah.
And just straight up a dick. Like, just even if your answer's no, way to put extra frosting on the cake by raising the music and honking.
Yeah.
You tool.
Yeah.
You know, at first I got mad at the neighbor, but then I thought, this isn't that much different than when somebody rides my ass when I'm driving, and then I go 10 miles an hour and give them a finger in the mirror. So
it is different.
But like,
is it though? It is different.
It is because they are being obnoxious first, and so then you're being obnoxious. But like, he's being obnoxious, and so she was trying to be nice.
Absolutely.
Maybe she could just burn him a CD. Is that something people still do?
Totally. Here are some sweet tunes. And you know what? I'm thinking a Jell-O mold would do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if she brings one in the shape of a Bundt cake, orange flavor, that'd be nice.
I do think like the only way to approach this is to be as nice as possible.
Yeah. Do you?
I do. I think that you guys are actually on the right track because he clearly doesn't handle confrontation. Mm-hmm. He's clearly toxically masculine. Mm-hmm. I think that she's going to have to win him over with like, I made you a cake in the shape of a truck. Here's something else. Oh, I made you something. I burned you a CD. I think that she has to like make it a game and see how nice she can be to him.
So first of all, kudos to Jess for even doing that in the first place. I think that was awesome and she made the right call.
It took a lot of balls.
Yes.
Definitely. Second of all, you know that thing where someone thinks you're kidding or someone thinks you're not kidding and either way they vote in your favor. So you're like, do I correct them or not?
Yeah.
That's what I'm dealing with right now because you're like, oh, we're on the right track. And all of what I just said was so sarcastic.
Was passive aggressive.
It was so passive aggressive. I want her to, okay, Bethany, you're out, yes, for the next attempt. Having said that, in the near future, I think Jess should figure out what her legal situation is, because if there's a certain decibel or whatever, you know, loudness or whatever, she has something to work with here. Yeah. And it's not fun and it's not easy, but everyone could use a lawyer friend. And mm-hmm. It's kind of absurd how far something with a professional letterhead can go.
You can just download that on Google.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be bluffing.
Send a fake
because
letter.
That's what I think is a bad idea.
That's not illegal.
Not because it's illegal, because if you have a lawyer friend, why doesn't he? You don't want to get caught with your pants down. So I'm thinking, if you can find a friend or a situation and actually have him in something and know he can't get you back, that would be my plan B after the Jell-O mold mixtape.
There's got to be something on Amazon Prime she can order that measures decibels.
There has to be.
And then she can call the cops. Why not?
I almost bought a barometer at Goodwill last week. Maybe they had something for decibels
there. A very reasonable thing to buy.
My only hesitation is that this kind of guy seems like the kind of guy who's going to bring something to like a really high level really fast.
Yeah.
And so I think that
she should dress in black and slash his tires. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I think she has to be so careful because even if she, by the way, you can get a decibel meter for $22.90 on Amazon.
Come on.
Reasonable.
I think that if you decide to go the tack of I'm going to slash his tires, I'm going to do the thing, like there's nothing to say he's not going to kill your dog.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you file a lawsuit against him, he's going to get back at you some other way that can't be tracked. You know, he's going to do something to your car. So I think that I just am hesitant to do anything other than just be profoundly nice to him.
But we're assuming that, I think you're right for a while, but we're assuming that's not going to work. Or I'm hoping it works, but we're just saying like, you need to know what the next step is if this doesn't work. Like the only other two options if this doesn't work is suck it up and live with him being an a-hole or do something else. And if niceness isn't working, maybe you do need to find a way to bring something legally into it.
I have it.
Okay.
She needs to make a string and put some cans on a string and tie it to his back bumper when his car is parked in such a way that when he comes out of the house and drives away in the morning, he won't see it. And then he drives away and it makes a lot of clanging.
Mm-hmm. Like he was just married.
You know,
somebody
what?
Did that to me once because I stole their parking spot.
That's a great prank.
That's amazing.
Were they empty cans?
Yes.
I would leave full cans so you get the soda explosion.
And then the Amy's soup goes.
Exactly.
I was so annoyed. It was making so much noise. I was like, what the hell? And I leave for work very early in the morning. I had to park my car, go back inside, get a pair of scissors, and
cut it
off the bumper.
Well
There's
done.
Another one that my sister's coworker did. She carries washable paint in her truck. So whenever anyone parks like an a-hole or cuts her off or does something, whatever, if she has access to the car, she'll write them a message. And it's not a rude message, but it's in washable paint on the side of their car.
I love that she's prepared enough to be bitchy.
Yeah.
That she carries it with her.
I write post-its and leave them on people's cars that are parked
That's these. Fine, but that's not enough because they could just take off the post-it and crumple it.
I go.
They have a scarlet letter if it's washable. Well, you paint.
When you park in a city and you park on the street, you have to pull up to the sign so there's the person behind you has as much room as possible for a second parking spot.
Yes. Correct.
So I will leave notes on the car that's like, please next time pull all the way up.
Just some constructive criticism.
That's good.
Okay, so this is what you need to do, Jess. A, bundt cake.
Yes. Like jello mold in shape of bundt cake.
Something like hey, you know
do
what?
Not give him a jello mold. If somebody gave me a jello mold, I'd be like, what am I supposed to do with this?
We don't want him to do anything real with it. We're just trying to have the nicest, neighboriest gesture with mixtape, don't forget.
Right, right. Mixtape, like a little joke, like, you know what? LOL, we got off on the wrong foot. Here's a thing with some things.
Maybe give him one of those set of balls that hang from the back of the car.
Testicle trailer.
He sounds like a kind of guy that would like that.
Yeah, truck nuts.
He sounds like a PBR and a big Costco canister of like those pretzels with peanut butter inside of them.
And if he's into like foreign stuff, some Fosters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Then I think you... On the DL, you install some outdoor cameras.
Very smart.
Because then, if none of this works, if the niceness doesn't work and a couple attempts don't work, then I think you need to measure the decibel levels, call the police if it's a problem, and then that way, if he does something to your property as retaliation, you have video proof of it. And also, I would watch your dogs when they're outside.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I hate the
thought. Cameras first. Maybe even cameras before jello mold.
I think just cameras in general.
Cameras before jello. It's like rock, paper, scissor, bitch. Cameras before jello mold.
Yeah.
Because if he sees it as an act of passive aggressiveness, and no matter what you do in order to be friendly, he might just be stupid retaliate back.
Our friend Scotty was telling me about this thing he just got. It's called Ring Doorbell.
Yes, I've heard of these.
Yeah, it's getting very popular. And it's not all that expensive. You get it at like Best Buy, and it's a camera that like if somebody goes to ring your doorbell, the camera's on them
and you can watch it on your phone, right?
Yeah,
but I doubt he'd ring the doorbell. I think she just needs camera scanning the lawn.
Maybe she should get one of those little like lawn signs that says you are on camera, smile.
No, don't let him know. That's legal, right?
I would let him know.
I think you're allowed to film someone if they're
on your property
or on public land. So
I wouldn't let him know because we don't know how smart he is. We don't know how smart he is.
No, this
is
true.
So if he knows that you have installed camera, I love how far we've gotten.
He works.
But if he knows you've installed cameras, he could maybe find them or find a way to work around them.
Yeah.
What if he's a sharpshooter?
Then, honey, we got bigger problems than a noise ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Does she say
pack up the dogs?
State she lives in is it near Washington D.C.?
Wow. All right.
No, she does not.
All right.
Nope, she doesn't.
Step one, niceness. Step two, legal system.
Yep. And then step zero, cameras.
Yes.
A really nicely burned mixtape CD of Natalie Imbruglia.
Maybe some Enya.
Torn, some Enya.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to like Enya, guys.
Some Nelly Furtado.
Bethany, we don't know him completely.
I mean, I don't want to cast judgment, but he doesn't strike me as a Nelly Furtado, Enya
kind
of guy.
Truck nuts and Enya. Truck nuts.
I just named this episode.
By the way, she didn't say what music he's blasting when he blasts his music. So now I'm just picturing like it's all the houses are shaking because he's streaming I'm Like a Bird. So like,
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away.
This is just too good.
You know, she could give him like a Jock Jam CD and then go outside and get her workout in when he's cleaning his truck.
Yeah. You know, look, he's a gross dude. So maybe you just do some jumping up and down on a trampoline, not to like make him happy, but like to show him what he can't have, but maybe it'll calm him down. Sort of like brushing a dog between their eyes sort of calms them down. Just like chills them out a little bit.
Have you guys ever had crappy neighbors?
Oh my God, I was just gonna say this is an oddly silver lining situation because now all of my neighbors are great, but I've lived in my current development, which is I think what she's in, for over 15 years, and the second cycle, like you get in there and you're friends with your neighbors. The second cycle, me and my family were friends with zero neighbors in a cul-de-sac. And it was hard because of the age. So it's hard to be a little kid and get on a school bus and not have anyone you want to sit next to and vice versa.
Yeah.
Like that's rough. But once I got over that phase, it was kind of nice to not have to pretend to want to be friendly with anyone.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to just go in and out of the development without like, hey, neighbor.
Hey,
Bob.
Jim.
Yeah. Lawn's looking great. What have you been using? Like, just go. Just get the hell in and get the hell out.
And there's politics involved. Like, it's a give and take.
Bethany, do you know your neighbors here? Oh, you had a bad neighbor your last apartment.
My last apartment is the neighbor who would throw parties that were so famous they got written up in the New York Times, and then he made my ceiling fall in with urine.
Was your neighbor's last name Gatsby?
No, but he is basically, he is the Gatsby of the, New York. Yeah. My current neighbors are amazing because it's just a family that I live with.
Yeah,
I live really in just cute. A family's home. And
I saw a really little tiny cute pair of Hunter boots
yep.
in the hallway.
They're so nice.
Wait, the new Target brand?
No,
the
originals.
Okay, fine.
No, how about you, Kathleen? How are your neighbors?
I have great neighbors.
Yeah.
I think I'm the creepy neighbor.
Yeah.
Because I've never like really been introduced by name to anybody, but I read the names on the packages.
Yeah, same.
So I'm like, hey, Sarah, what's up, Nicholas? And they're like, who is this creepy girl who knows everybody's name?
I'm currently freaking out an old roommate of mine because I've realized he's moved into my building. So we used to live together in our last building, and then I moved, and then a year later he moved. But I know he moved into my building because I see his packages in the hallway. So I'll just send him pictures of his packages.
I love that.
With no explanation, and I won't answer him when he reaches back.
Got your package.
But you need a key to get in the hallway. Yeah. So he's definitely like, what the hell is going on?
I love that.
I know.
Try to be as creepy as possible during your day.
I'm sorry, Jameel.
Do you know what I want to hear? If a listener listening to this right now, ooh, that was repetitive, has a really wild neighbor story, like back and forth fighting and pranks that they're pulling on each other, please tell me. I'm dying to hear this.
Yes.
If it involves animal violence, just keep that part out of it because I can't handle it.
Yes.
But if it involves like slashing of tires,
yes.
like writing of things.
No horses' heads in beds.
No.
No, thank you. Also, if anyone has some, like if there's a lawyer or police officer or someone listening with some serious insight, feel free to reach out to us so we can give Jess some, you know, other qualified advice because WebMD was not covering this for me. And then we'll tweet it out.
Yeah. And Jess, let us know because this was a while ago, a couple months ago. So let us know if it's changed. Let us know the update. Email us back. And you can always email us, everybody, an acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. What do you guys think we should talk about next week?
Okay.
Ooh, wait, no, there is something. That's why I brought it up, because I'm like, there's something I hope someone else remembers before I did. Bethany, you had a really cute idea, but we need listener participation for this.
Okay, so I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about shows from the 90s, and there was always like that one funny character.
God, my specialty.
That had a catchphrase, and every time they said the catchphrase, like, the whole in-studio audience would burst out laughing like they'd never heard it before. And so I wanted to know, if you had a catchphrase, what would your catchphrase be and why?
Yes.
Like if you were made into a character on a TV show, what would your stereotypical catchphrase be and why?
You have to be succinct, though. Like, don't give us whole explanations and then we read the whole thing and we're like, wait, but what's the actual catchphrase?
Right. Like, tweet it to us with like a really short description or whatever.
Wait, do you guys remember that show about the dinosaurs?
The dinosaurs.
Was it called The Dinosaurs? Like the creepy real
with
and
Littlefoot?
There's the baby dinosaur.
Oh my God, that show used to freak the hell out of me. It was like people in costumes.
They were oddly realistic.
Yeah.
No, and there was one episode that actually scared me.
Wait, what did the baby say?
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's called, what's it called?
It had like that really freaky, oddly looking, attractive teen dinosaur guy.
Yeah,
his
he was
hair
like Robbie or something.
He was a varsity jacket.
Yes, the dinosaur in the varsity jacket.
It was
jacket.
Called, yeah, it was called Dinosaurs.
Oh my God.
Whatever happened to that show?
So I don't know.
That show is famous for having the most sad final episode of a series ever.
What?
That's right. They all became extinct.
They all die.
I mean, I can't say I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. It just ends with Frank or whatever the dad's name was, Fred or something, like staring out the window as the asteroid comes.
That's right.
It's so sad.
Wait a minute. I thought we didn't know how life. What? Hello, everyone. Obviously, an asteroid hit the planet. That's how it happened.
Is that how it happened?
TV said so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the commonly accepted theory.
Has
that's
to be the
not
most.
What they taught me in Sunday school.
Well.
You and never mind.
Jesus came down and said, no more time for you, dinosaurs.
I'm not going to touch this dropout. One.
Tweet us.
Tweet us your catchphrase just on the Twitter, please.
Tweet us.
What's our Twitter?
At Acquired Podcast.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right.
Acquired Podcast.
What did we learn this week, guys? Mine's short and sweet if you want me to just go.
Yeah.
Nose pimples are merciless.
Ooh.
They hurt so badly.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. I just got one guy and it's the most, like, there's no way giving birth is more painful than this. There's the line. I drew it. I accidentally hit myself in the nose yesterday. I cried for like 7 minutes. I didn't even want to touch you to show you. Just trust me. It's in there and it's painful and I can't wait for it to go away.
You need that little metal tool.
No,
you know?
I won't touch it. I can't touch
it. There's nothing better when you pop a pimple and the juice hits the mirror.
Oh, it's like
it's past being poppable. Bullseye. Where now it wants to do it on its own, so it's trying really hard.
You sure you don't want me to get it?
I'm so sure, Bethany.
Maybe when we start a Patreon account, that'll be an extra as Bethany pops Sam's pimple.
Oh, that's God. I would do that for Patreon.
I will fight you to pop her pimples.
I'm a sellout. I will do it for that.
You must have two pimples, one for Bethany, one for me.
Dos pimples?
Mm-hmm. Dos pimples.
I'll take off my makeup and you guys can pick.
Okay.
Who welcome. Else learned something this week?
I was reminded of something this week.
Okay.
Did you guys ever read or hear about the books Struhlpeter?
No.
Can't say I have.
Is it written in English?
No, it's German.
Well, then there we go.
But it's this terrifying character.
What the fuck? It's like a chia pet / court jester.
That's like me when I wake up plus long nails.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. It looks like an Edward Scissorhands, like an old timey Edward Scissorhands. He's like a boogeyman who would punish little children if they were bad, like by eating off their fingers and stuff. And it's like so disturbing and scary, but it's how kids used to be raised. So this one is from like 1917. But they were written in 1845.
You're looking at the Wikipedia page right now. Can you just spell this quickly?
Yeah, so look up Struhlpeter, just like it sounds.
Can you post it? This is definitely... Dwight Schrute from The Office was raised on this.
Yes, he was.
Because there was a song he said we learned as kids. It goes, learn your rules, learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
It's spelled Struwwelpeter.
I love this.
Struhlpeter.
Have no fear, because Krampus is near.
Krampus.
No, Krampus. Damn it! What was his... Go on.
Krampus,
sorry,
the one who works with Santa?
No. Yeah, but he had a different name in Dwight's...
I'm lost.
...thing. I'm so sorry. Who, okay. Someone else go next.
Mindy right. Kaling.
That's Kathleen is next.
William Joel. All right, Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that...
Oh, you lost it. And it's harder for me to edit on this, so I might decide not to.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's keep fine. It. Please, don't apologize. What did
I... Never apologize.
What is Dwight?
Dwigged?
Dwigged?
Dwigged.
I am so happy you made that
search and replace, but they doesn't work
Dwight
on misspelled words.
Christmas. What is... I'm going
to
be really mad.
Do you want me to look up a fun fact for you, Kathleen, and then pass it off as something you learned this week?
No, I'm going to... Okay, this is what I learned this week. There's this really fabulous movie on Showtime. It's called Before I Fall.
Okay.
It's made for teens, which means it's made for me.
Okay.
It's about this girl. She's a senior in high school, and I'm not giving too much away, but she's in a car with her friends and they get into a car crash and she dies. And she wakes up the next day and she has to relive that day over again, over and over and over again until she figures out why she died.
It's like It's like Groundhog Day, but with a moral.
Yes. Wow. So the moral of the story is, and I'm still not giving too much away because it's amazing.
Because it'll still be worth it.
Be kind to others. Mm. You know when you're like a little kid and you're very hopeful and you're just like sweet to your mother and you love everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see those like viral videos of like this kid who like gets a pencil for his birthday and he's like, oh my God, a pencil.
Yeah.
Thanks, mommy.
Yeah.
Thanks, daddy. Don't lose that or find a way to get back to that in life because literally everything that you say and do has consequences.
Sure
so
does.
Before you say something, ask yourself, is it necessary? Is it true? And is it kind?
I love that.
Is it necessary? Is it true? Is it kind?
Sam, looks like you figured out what you were looking for.
Let's see what this...
I love this hog mama.
Dwight said it's hog maw.
What is maw?
It's the lining of the stomach.
Oh, judgment is nigh, for the Belschnickel is I.
Yes, he is finally nigh.
The Belschnickel.
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 He will judge if you've been impish or nice or impish.
Belschnickel is a crotchety, fur-clad Christmas gift bringer, figure in the folklore of the Palatinate region of southwestern Germany along the Rhine, the Saarland, and the Odenwald area of Baden-Württemberg.
Oh, Dwight. Never change.
Belschnickel.
He is finally nigh.
He is finally nigh.
Thanks for bearing with me on that, guys. Thank you
Love
for
it.
The indulging
moment. No, it paid off. It paid off. Thank you so much for listening this week. You can follow all of us on social media. I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook, Radio Bethany on Twitter.
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And I am Sam_Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter. And tweet us your catchphrase.
Yes, we want to know.
You.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.